This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap. It is for Thursday, June 20th. 2019.
We just did the show, but we're going to do this for you folks because you missed the show.
Yeah,
all right?
It's all right.
Because we care about you.
We do care about you. We'll go over it again. We found out that meetings are killing us, literally. When you get in a meeting that sometimes you get a little sleepy. A lot of times it's the content, but come to find out, at least according to a researcher at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, he noted and did air readings inside a meeting recently and found that there is higher levels of carbon dioxide in a meeting room than the maximum indoor level recommended by the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers.
That explains our lethargy.
Yes.
You know, I'm wondering, this guy works for the National Radio Astronomy Observatory.
Yeah.
And he's doing carbon dioxide levels inside of... Stay in your lane, buddy.
I know, man. I'm just thinking, this is so intense.
Like,
so detailed. But even... actually based, or there wasn't a big pool of surveys done?
It was just his thing. I think he fell asleep in a meeting, got in trouble, just says, I'm going to science the heck out of this.
You know, that's fine, though, because a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, when we're in a meeting, I'm like... You know, this could have been handled in an email.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Just saying. That would have been nice. This is really cool of Pampers. Thanks to John Legend, who put out a tweet a couple weeks ago. But he was looking for a restroom to change his daughter's diaper and realized that there's no changing stations inside the men's restrooms.
Yeah, most of them. Yeah.
Most of them. And actually, Pampers says that they're going to install 5,000 baby changing tables in men's rooms across the country over the next year or two. This is what I find interesting, is they actually did a study and found 90% of dads have gone into public restrooms at some point that did not have a baby changing station.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 1 in 10 has them.
Right.
And it's kind of one of those reefs. Guys have babies too, and guys need to change them every once in a while. And, speaking for the male species of our, bathrooms are filthy.
Yeah,
well, yeah. People, if you think about it, like, they're running errands. It's not like they're, you know, a guy might take his child out with him to go grocery shopping or just like anybody else. So they have to do the same thing.
Hey, moms need a break, too.
That's true.
Right. All right.
We found out that renewing your rental, your lease, is probably, this is the worst time of the year to do it.
Yeah, summertime. Yeah, that's because it's supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
More people are looking right now because they want to get moved and settled before school starts in the fall.
Right.
So that's what, this is a hot realtor market and a rental market right now.
Yeah, and they just said that, well, that's the worst of it. A little better news is that we're over the peak, at least according to this.
May is kind of the peak because people really, like I said, want to be in place by the fall for the kids' school.
June is the second worst. July coming up is the third worst of it here. They say what you can do if you want to see if you can get you a little bit lower rental agreement, which could cost you more than $100 a month renting it in the summer versus the winter, is to see if you can get longer than a 12-month lease.
For a couple of years, that way at least you'll know next year that the prices aren't going to go up.
Yeah, and a lot of times landlords, they just want to make sure you're going to take care of the property and that the rent is there every month.
And they're looking to fill slots there,
right.
So
exactly.
That'd be perfect. You know, it ain't cheap. Rent has gone up in Ocala and in Gainesville the last year.
Yeah, 8% up from last year in Gainesville, 9% from in Ocala.
So expensive.
Wow.
Very, very expensive. And on the other flip side, for people who are trying to sell houses, you would tend to think this time of the year would be great, but your house is still, you don't have an offer on it. What's going on?
You have a blooper room. I'd never heard that term before, blooper room.
It's basically, it's a problematic space that needs some work in an otherwise turnkey house.
So, that somebody that walks into your house, they're going to point that out right away. That's one of the first things they're going to see. And maybe you're not even seeing it because you're used to your place.
Right, exactly. You know? Perhaps you're wanting to sell your place because of the older kitchen. And we're not talking about the appliances. We're talking about the design of it.
Yeah.
They say a good indication is that if you open the oven door and you can't get around, That's probably a big turnoff.
But if you think about it, you know, and this pointed out, when's the last time you ever used your formal dining room, which a lot of older houses have?
There used to be a catch-all in my other house. And then I have some relatives, too, where it just becomes like the home office. And so you have this really nice ornate dining room table with stuff all over it. You can't even see it anymore.
It becomes the craft table.
And that's what they say. Don't leave it that stuffy formal room. It's not what people want anymore. Yeah. Turn it into an office. Turn it into a playing room or a game room. Make it more cozy looking.
And get rid of the clutter. That worked for us when we were selling our house. We literally got a pod and put a lot of the cluttery stuff. You know, a lot of it went to the dump, and then the stuff we kept, and then the stuff we put in the pod, and then took it over to the new house we were building to just make the place look. So if somebody else can visualize their belongings being in that space.
Plus, I would tend to think, I don't want strangers touching all my stuff. Yeah, I know you're looking to buy the house, but that you're buying the house, not the stuff inside it.
It's called it's called staging, and it really does work.
It really does. Because, even if you have like a pink wall with kids' toys everywhere, like making it look as neutral as possible so that the minimum amount of work, like, I move in, I'd have to repaint this wall, but otherwise it looks good. Hide all the other random stuff.
And the most inexpensive thing you can do is a coat of paint is the most inexpensive.
Yes.
And it really works.
Finally, they talked about if you have a room that doesn't have a window or perhaps a tree where it's kind of dark, then the natural thing you would tend to think is to put more light, to make it look bigger. But in essence, you don't really want to do that because adding more light won't fix the problem. It still looks kind of dark. What they actually suggest is putting some strategically placed mirrors in the room that will kind of reflect the ambient light into the room.
And it'll make it look bigger.
And so it's kind of a neat way to stage the house that way.
Yeah.
We found out that there's some companies offering pet paternity leave. Why, you ask? Because it's a tough job market, and to get good help, you really have to pile on the perks. And I think this is fantastic because, you do get paternity leave and maternity leave when you bring in a new child, and the whole idea is for the parents to get used to the child and the new routine, and also for the child to know what's going on. Kind of the same thing for a pet, wouldn't you think?
Like they're pack animals, they're joining your pack, but if you're not there, there's no pack.
Right. You get a puppy or a kitty over the weekend at an adoption event. Yeah. Monday you're back at work, they're like, what the heck's going on?
So you need paw-ternity leave.
I think it's great. So, it's something that a lot of companies are not offering, but I think it's a great idea starter, especially if you're in a headhunting area and you're trying to get people to be retained. People love their animals.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's like a shelter dog. I mean, they've been already, there's a lot of trauma already, and you need to bring them into your home and acclimate them. Or if they're a little bit older, just like cats are the same way. I mean, having the ability to do that with your pets and be there. Because I've actually, I moved recently right before I went on a conference trip for 6 days.
Oh, no.
And I felt so bad because my cats only had 2 or 3 days with me in the house, and it was brand new to them. And so I had friends come over just so that they would have somebody there, because you don't want to stress your animals out.
No, you certainly don't, because that's when all the bad habits happen, and then you end up taking the dog or cat back.
We were coming home from dinner yesterday, and saw a woman had parked by the side of the road, and it looked like she was traveling, and she had the back opened up, and there are all her belongings in there, and a cat outside with a little bowl of water and a leash. And I'm thinking, most cats just freak out. That's a pretty cool cat that, he must be used to traveling. But, traveling with your cat, they hate that stuff.
They'll hide for the first 6 months. I don't know if your cats do this, Janie, but they act like you're stabbing them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. It's awful.
It's drama.
It's just like, what is going on here?
We actually slowed down, and Judy's going, look at that. That cat is just like
a
dog.
Leash.
Yeah, just on a leash, having a good time, taking a little walk on the sidewalk.
Yeah, the cats act like they're literally dying.
And then finally, we learned that the dad bod has made it into the diamond. And the diamond, we're talking about the baseball diamond.
It's pretty clever guys did.
Yeah,
on Father's Day, right?
It was Father's Day weekend. The Florence Freedom, which is a minor league team up in Kentucky, did a Father's Day promotion, but instead, they had like the beer specials and the hot dogs and everything. But what they took it a step further is instead of wearing their normal jerseys, they wore dad bod jerseys, which in essence were a not so chiseled man's shirtless chest printed on the front and back of the jersey, had black body hair on the front and back of the jersey. My favorite is the tramp stamp on the lower back of the shirt.
Wow.
And the best part about this is that they were taking online, or either you could, text your bid on a phone to get one of the jerseys after the game.
Oh, that's cool.
But the game was actually rained out on Father's Day. They're making it up on July 5th. I'm wondering if they're going to have more of these shirts, because now I kind of want one.
Yeah, we've got the pictures up on our website. They look pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't normally associate, like you said earlier, Storm, tramp stamps with men. But,
yeah.
And the chest, I like chest hair on a guy, but I'm not sure they needed to go like full blown. Like, just start with the dad bod. That's a good start.
You
don't really need all the extra. But I guess they were trying to make a point. Like, if you're looking at it from far away, they had to, like, you know, just sort of embrace everything.
So what do you think about back hair?
Yeah.
I like to rub myself on it.
Now we're
like
talking.
Baloo in Jungle Book. Just scratch up and down.
Well, good. Because there's a lot of back hair for gentlemen. Unfortunately, I always say, my hair's leaving the safety of the urbanness of my head and moving to the suburbs of my back.
Maybe you can do a comb up.
Maybe. So there's our show for today, June 20th. Of course, we're live on the air Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
Bye. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.